Tonight, we're not talking about his NHL team. We're talking about his junior career. Ryan Smith joining us. Wow, you just can't leave me alone. You got to get back in the show,
sure,
eh?
Yeah.
That's what happens. You come back once. You know, I'm like a disease. You can't stay away.
Yeah. I'm picking the Oilers. They're going to win it. It's going to be 4-3 games. It's going to be a close one. That's my pick, and hopefully they can make me proud.
So here we are. Now, when you played, it wasn't Mosaic Place. It was the Crush Can.
No.
But you look up there. There's three jerseys. Yours will be the fourth one going up tonight. And I noticed you were in the room with the guys this morning, you and your young son, Alec. Now, I'm assuming you've had father-son games. But how was this morning with him, being able to take all of this in with you?
It was a cool experience. First off, I want to say what a privilege it would be to be up there amongst those three, Bucky and Keen and Fleury. But the whole organization's been great. The Warriors have been awesome. And right from this morning when we came in to meeting the players to having a morning skate with them, Alex came out and he did the drills. He was in full-fledged. Tim Hunter was, encouraging him to go in certain areas, which is awesome. So this has been a wonderful experience, not only for myself, but my family too.
Well, I bet. And, man, for your young son, he's just probably jazzed right up. I know it's because now I was funny. I got here. I'm setting up to do my show. And, they have some rec league guys that play here every Friday. And I'm searching. I look up and I see this ugly Jofa helmet. And I'm like, is that Smith? And sure enough, man, you just love the game. And then I see your sons out there. They're letting the guys play.
Yeah. That's my father-in-law's team.
It's okay.
The old crusty Canucks. Used to be the
Canucks.
Rusty Nuts.
The Rusty Nuts. Awesome.
So no, it's gone back. Actually, all three of those guys were a part of it, and they'd go out before because they skate at like 1 to 2:30.
Okay.
And then the Warriors practice right after.
Yeah.
So
every day.
Monday and Wednesday, Friday, I believe.
Wow. Diehards three times a week.
I know. And some of them are like 70. My father-in-law is—I don't want to tell him his age because he'll get mad at me—but he's up there and he's proud to do it.
Oh man,
it's great.
So he's out there with his grandkids. He just thinks it's the highlight of his life. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that was great. We got a picture at the end, so that will be on the wall.
Now, we talked a lot earlier this week about your time in Edmonton. Let's go back and talk about your time here in Moose Jaw. And just your first year, it was 92-93, and you had Mike Babcock as your head coach. And was your brother Kevin not on the team with you?
My first year, Kevin was, yep. And I was a third, fourth liner.
Yeah.
Kevin, he played the top two lines. And we never that's one thing that frustrates me about Babs. He never played Kevin and I together.
Not even one game.
He may throw in the odd shift, but no, we weren't called right from the start to the finish of the game.
Had you ever played with your brother before?
No.
How it doesn't matter when you're younger brother, you always look up to your older brother. That
Absolutely.
Had to be a pretty big highlight to come in and you're in the WHL number one, and you're playing with your brother.
Especially being a rookie. As things went on, the hazing part of things back in the day, I didn't get grace, but he was there, and he's like, oh, we need to, hold off a little bit on all of the rookies. But he looked out for me, and absolutely, I looked up to him. And
did you guys have the same billet?
We did, yep.
Now, your billets, from what I understand, retired. They're in Phoenix or something, so they won't be here tonight, unfortunately. But,
yep.
So did you spend all the same years with one billet in Moose Jaw?
No, they moved me around. Kevin and
You're a badass kid.
Yeah, I was. They couldn't have. Not like today's game where they start one or two or three or 4 years, and they go every single year the same billet. I got moved around, and it was good. It was nice to see a different family, and the appreciation that they gave towards the Warriors organization themselves.
What was your first impressions of Moose Jaw when you came here as a rookie?
Well, again, I got to give a lot of accolades to my brother because he was here the year before. I went to school just north or west of here, Cairnport, for AA midget, and I left home at 15. So
okay.
I got comfortable as every year went on, and it's like a small little Edmonton.
When you left home at 15, And I know my nephew just went through, and he loves Moose Jaw, but there's that initial time where they're, even though you say you're not going to be homesick, you're a little bit homesick.
Absolutely.
What do you say to parents out there, and even to young kids now? You know, there's a lot of guys out there listening who are, you know, 13, 14, 15, and might be going to the WHL the next few years. You can't really prepare for it. How'd you get over it? How hard was it?
It was tough. I still remember to this day, my dad dropped me off because I lived in a dorm with a bunch of guys, and we... out in Cairnport, and I still remember, and I just remember weeping and crying because I was homesick, but this is what I wanted to do. This was my dream. So, you know, you want to support, you want to be there as a parent to support, but also the transition is always a tough thing. And the technology nowadays, the computers, the laptops, you know, FaceTiming and texting back and forth to keep in touch. So that's a bonus where we didn't have.
Your second season with the Warriors really when you exploded, 50 goals, 55 points, assists, 105 points in 72 games as a 17-year-old. You really, you know, took a big step, and eerily kind of similar to what you did in the NHL from year one to year two.
Yeah, my first year with Babcock, he spotted one of my teammates, Curtis Brown, and I, and we would be sitting on the end of the bench, and all of a sudden, okay, you guys go, and we'd go. And so he spotted us in, and we got comfortable. I think, I don't know, I can't remember what I got in the first year, but
19 goals.
Yeah, and after that, I just felt like, okay, I want to take charge. I want to lead drills and practice, and be a leader. And you know, it was great. We had a good team.
Curtis Brown obviously went on to a pretty successful NHL career. The guys that you play with in junior and hockey, you know, it's tough at times because you're so close when your teammates. But then guys go to different teams, and it's really hard to maintain relationships long time, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you go through so many locker rooms with so many different players, and you try to develop friendships along the way. And I still every once in a while keep with Curtis Brown. He's in San Jose. He helps out with color TV there. But other, like, the guys go different directions. They got other jobs. They got families. It's tough. It's tough to keep track of that.
Were you ever in a line brawl in Moose Jaw?
Geez. You know what? I honestly can't remember. I think if I was, it was like, hold on tight.
Because and that was, you know, when you came in the 90s, it was still there a little bit. But, man, in the 80s, I know it was totally different game than what it is now. But that had to be a little concerning at times for young guys because you don't really, unless you're a guy who really wants to be a bruiser, that's not necessarily the funnest thing.
As people know, that's not my criteria. And obviously, I think I remember now, I was on the bench in my first year. And my brother was out there, and they were line brawl. Everybody's going at it. I was like, holy cow, make sure there's some of the tough guys out there, which there was a couple out there. But those things you remember.
Ryan Smith joining us. We are live at Mosaic Place in Moose Jaw. Less than 3 hours away, they'll start the ceremony. I got to see part of it earlier when I was doing my show. They just had it up on the big screen, getting all the wrinkles out and everything. I noticed in the warm-up, they're going to wear Ryan Smith Oilers jerseys.
Yeah.
I tweeted a picture of it, and Theo Fleury goes, man, those colors don't look right in that room.
No, they sure don't, but that's a tribute to, obviously, the Edmonton Oilers. You know, I was fortunate to play so long in one organization, and for Moose Jaw even to come up with the idea to doing that something like this is pretty special. For me.
And they'll be wearing the retro Moose Jaw Warrior jerseys tonight. You must have a Warriors jersey in your house, or two.
I did. I brought it actually. I believe it's at my in-laws right now, but I did bring it. I wanted to look at it. And I wanted to see. I haven't seen the retros that they got now, so it'll be interesting to see that.
Now, are you going to dress up? Are you going to be like Yari Curry tonight?
No, that was the morning skate.
Oh, okay.
I did the morning skate. I'm done. Yeah, that was special when Yuri did that.
Oh,
it was cool.
Well, especially because he looked like that jersey was a little tight on him. he was joking about it afterwards. I remember in his speech, he's like, "Yeah, it doesn't fit like it used to. I think my shoulder pads are bigger." Now, you've always been an emotional guy.
Yeah.
When you retire in Edmonton, the game's kind of taken away from you. I'm guessing it's a different feeling than a big honor here tonight, but also a flood of memories coming back.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I'm an emotional guy. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully, I don't.
Well, I put the over under at about 40 seconds. So
okay,
I guess under, which is okay, man. Oh, that's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's some great memories here. It's where you kick off your career, and a lot of credit goes to the organization and how they've developed and how they've obviously come to this new rink. Playing that old crush can was pretty sweet, and everybody still talks about it.
What was your favorite memory in junior? With Moose Jaw, not obviously the World Juniors.
Yeah. There's some good memories with a lot of my teammates. Like I said, Curtis Brown, we stuck together. We had an old saying, "Stand by me," and I think it was one of our trainers at the time, Gord. I can't remember his last name right now, but we'd be on the bench and he would say, "Stand by me," and I'd be like, "All right." So we'd stand, and then all of a sudden we get the tap, and we'd go. Probably scored 50 goals.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And to get that number is just 50 goals was always the number, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to be 50 goal scorer.
Yeah.
And nowadays in the NHL, man, you're a 50 goal scorer, it's like you're a 70 goal scorer because it is so much harder. Even in the Western Hockey League, it's just the game. Well, everybody says the game's better. It's just way harder to score now.
Oh, the goalies are better positionally. There's video that you analyze everything. So it's a tougher game to score. There's no question. And, I remember actually scoring my 50th goal. It was in Red Deer, and it was like one of the...
In your hometown?
Yeah. Well, my mom and dad's because they moved there. But it was like the last two games of the season where I got my 50th. And, it was in Alberta, too, which was kind of cool.
Now, do you remember how many Hatties you had in junior?
I don't. Not off the top.
No? Like a few, though, I would assume?
I think a few,
Because your third year, that's when you had like 41 goals. You're almost on a goal-a-game pace, 41 and 50.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple goal games, too. But I remember a couple hat tricks.
When you look back on junior, how much did that shape you to become an NHL player? Like, I think sometimes maybe we overlook the importance of the step of the Western Hockey League or NCAA or whatever it is for players?
Well, let's just put it this way, Greg. There's no comparison to the step in the NHL. But it's a transition that is, in my opinion, the best fitted. You're playing 76 games I think they play now. We played 72 back then. It prepares you that way. I think the recognition you get, being in Canada, in the Western Hockey League, or even the hockey leagues up in OHL, Quebec Major Junior. I think it's a big step, and it helps the transition going forward with developing your skill. I practiced with these guys this morning, and they're fast, and they're big. And I don't know if it's the hormones that are going on or what, but it's awesome to see that they want to give themselves a chance and an opportunity.
Well, Ryan, I really appreciate you coming on the show earlier this week, and then again today, a big honor for you and your family. I'm happy to be here tonight, looking forward to it. It'll be a great night, and enjoy it.
I'm honored that you're here, Greg's, and thanks for having me on again.